President Obama has asked Congress to vote on the strikes. Republican House Speaker John Boehner says he will support the call for the U.S. to take action against Syria, yet one of his Republican colleagues in the Hudson Valley, Congressman Chris Gibson, says that's not a good idea.
I will be voting no on the authorization to use military force. I urge my colleagues to do the same and to urge the administration to stay on the diplomatic track.
Yet he commends the president for bringing the matter before Congress.
I think it was right for the president to come to the Congress for a full debate and then a vote on authorization, whether or not to authorize use military force. This is consistent with our Constitution.
Gibson, a retired Army colonel, says the use of military force could make matters worse.
It's not going to resolve the matter by intervening militarily. In fact, I'm concerned that you could see an escalation. In the process, we could end up Americanizing this civil war. I'm concerned about the second order effects, anything that might occur, particularly to Israel, but also concerned just how this plays out in the region. And given the fact that our interests are in helping facilitate a peaceful resolution to that Syrian civil war, I think our best course of action is to work diplomacy.
Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel, the senior Democratic member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, released a statement Tuesday saying the president has laid out a strong and convincing case to the American people for action in Syria. Engel adds that he understands the president's desire to seek explicit authorization to do so from Congress, and so is calling on the House Speaker to immediately recall the House back from recess and debate this critical issue as soon as possible. Congressman Gibson says he's ready.
I stand ready, I have been ready to go back, actually signed on to a letter with Rick Nolan, a Democrat from Minnesota. I signed on to that letter about a week ago saying we should come back immediately.
Elsewhere in the Hudson Valley, Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey is undecided as to how she would vote. A spokesman for the Congresswoman says Lowey continues to receive briefings from senior National Security Administration officials. And Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney says that before Congress authorizes military action of any kind, he wants to see more details from President Obama and military leaders and hear the thoughts of Hudson Valley residents. He says the use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and requires a unified response, but the U.S. cannot engage in another ground war in the Middle East. This echoes leader of the House Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, who has said the public needs to hear more of the intelligence that led the Obama administration to conclude that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad killed hundreds of his people using chemical weapons. Pelosi, however, has joined the president in calling on Congress to approve U.S. action in response to the attacks. Congressional leaders met at the White House with President Obama Tuesday. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.